Rich Kimble here. Time to talk a little hockey. Our Black Bear Report brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. Time to check in with the voice of the Maine Black Bear hockey team, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You had a little season, mid-season break, much like the Bears. Now you're back. Talk about going from one extreme to the other after a long layoff. Oh, let's just take on the number one team in the country.
Yeah, how about that? No big deal. 13-3-1, Boston College. They're a very good team. They have played 8 games at home. They've won 6 of them. They lead the country in goals per game with over 4, just over 4. They only allow 2.29 goals a game. This is a very good team, coached by legendary head coach Jerry York, has over 1,000 wins. So, yeah, talk about right into the fire.
And for the Black Bears, how many practices have they had?
Well, they've been back. I don't know the exact number. They've been back a couple of weeks. Coach Gendron said they started out in smaller groups, and then they built up to their full practices. And his quote was, "We'll have a full complement of players." I'm not sure who's in and who's out tonight. They haven't released the lines yet, but they'll have enough guys to have a full roster of players on the ice. It sounds like there might be a few players out, but again, we don't know who yet, so we'll have to wait and find out closer to game time at 7 tonight.
Well, yeah, of course, you never know after you've had a layoff like that, but you have to assume there'll be a little bit of rust that they'll have to try and shake off tonight.
Yeah, you would think so, and, Maine had been playing. They hadn't had the results in the win column, but they have been playing pretty well that series against BU. There were some bright spots in that series that they weren't able to convert those to a victory. But they've been finding ways to score goals, which has been a struggle a bit the last couple of seasons. So we'll see what they look like. You know, maybe they'll be ready to go after the break, and I'm sure they're excited to get back on the ice.
So what is the strength of this Boston College team, John?
Well, they're well-balanced all over. They've got some senior leadership that's played a lot of games, so they have that. They've got some freshmen who are playing really well. The top 25 freshmen in the country for points per game, they have 3. So this is a well-balanced team, but probably their best player is Spencer Knight, former USA development player. He's their goaltender. He's just a great hockey player. Spencer in net has a couple of shutouts already this season. He's 13th in the country in goals against average, 8th in the country in save percentage. He's a Florida Panthers draft pick. So, you know, he's a player to look out for Maine tonight. They've got to figure out a way to get pucks past him. And he's a top goaltender in Hockey East and in college hockey.
We're talking with John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey here on Downtown. Obviously, because of the way this season has gone, everybody needs to, I think, temper expectations and realistically, look, I think it's just good to see the Black Bears get out there tonight, and anything after that to me would be icing on the cake.
I agree. Everybody makes the playoffs, so they've got potentially 6 games if they can keep playing over the next 3 weekends before Hockey East playoffs start. So everybody's going to make the playoffs. And at that point, that's a new season. You know, just keep working on things. As I said, they've been able to generate offense. Hopefully one of the goaltenders can settle down. Victor Ostman and Matthew Thiessen have been in net primarily for Maine. They both had times where they've looked really good. They both have times where they've struggled. So if one of those goaltenders can settle down and Maine can continue to score offensively, when you get in a playoff situation, a one-game playoff window, and that is what the league has decided to do, it'll be a single elimination playoff format. Anything is possible. And Maine's had some quality play from some of their freshmen as well. Lyndon Breen is one of the top point scorers in the country for freshmen, under a point a game. He's on that list as well. I think he's 26th in the nation in freshman point per game. So they've had some players show up and become impact players in their first season here. But you're right. Let's, you know, are they going to run the table and win the next six games? Probably not, but let's see if they can be competitive and get a couple of wins down the stretch.
And how is Hockey East determining standings when you've got the people that have played different numbers of games?
Oh, they've created a formula, the Hockey East Power Index. Doesn't that sound fun?
That does. Is that like the heel points?
Yeah, nobody knows the formula, but it's on a spreadsheet somewhere. So, yeah, they've created the Hockey East Power Index, and that will determine the seeds, and the top five seeds will get a bye, and then the bottom six will play that first round elimination game on March 10th. That's a Wednesday night, and then who the three winners of those games will go back in. That will be eight. They'll reseed and play on that Saturday and rinse and repeat until they get a champion.
Well, there you go. There's a plan in place now. John, speaking of plans, very big news this week out of the University of Maine as they rolled out the new athletic facilities plan. And I got to say, whatever sport anybody's a fan of, you've got to be excited about the future of Black Bear Athletics.
No doubt. That looked great. I had the opportunity to go up and cover that press conference, one of the few media members who was there, and it's just this plan looks amazing. And you're right, for every program, I mean, football is going to get a nice update to their field. The Alphon is going to look amazing when they're done. And I think that it's great that they found a way to update the Alphon and the locker rooms and the fan experience without having to build a brand new building, because there are so many great memories at the current Alphon Arena. It's going to be nice to see all that stuff come to fruition in the years to come for every program, and be great to see all that on campus.
Yeah, and I think, like you say, I think they've managed to find a way to get the best of both worlds. I think there were people hoping for a brand new facility, and I know for a while there, Ken Ralph was thinking that that might be cheaper in the long haul, but as he told us, the architects came in, you know, they watched a game and said, you can't beat this atmosphere, you can't get that in a new facility. And so all the things, those creature comforts that players, and especially prospective players as recruits, want to see when they come in, they'll have all that, and then the bonus of an atmosphere that, when it's at its best, is as good as there is in collegiate hockey.
How great is that? Yeah, it's nothing like being at a sold-out Alphon in a big game during the college hockey season. That's the thing I miss the most right now. I don't know about you, but just that atmosphere, being at games, and you know, one of the last games, well, the last game we had was the 1-0 win when Maine beat Providence last year at the Alphon. I had to stand on the bleacher there up in press row so I could see, because everybody was on their feet cheering. So I definitely miss that, and hopefully we'll have more of that down the road. But it's a great plan. I'm looking forward to seeing it in the next decade or so here. It's going to take a while for all that stuff to happen, of course.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You and I were chatting online earlier this afternoon because I'm gearing up for a Maine football broadcast, their first in a couple of weeks, and I'll be doing it from the remote studio that you've created over there at Blueberry Broadcasting. And I was laughing thinking about it, because, you know, it's the little things that you don't register until you're actually doing it. And you were talking with me earlier about not having a soundtrack for football. So how does that work? You've got essentially what, background hockey noise that you feature during the remote broadcast?
Well, this is inside baseball, but yes. you know, in the professional level, they have what we call natural sound in the business, piped in from wherever the teams are playing. We don't have that luxury at this level, so yeah, you got to get creative.
So, will I have somebody there who is assigned the specific task of finding a clip of an excited crowd when Maine scores a touchdown?
I think that's something that you and I need to discuss off the air.
because again, I've got 2 weeks to get ready. Or do I need to get Bob Lucy ready to do, you know, crowd noise?
Now you're thinking. Yeah. You know, this is a big facility. On the other side of the building, our Black Bear Sports Network producer, Jonathan Brangwen, who does a great job. He'll be along with you a few 1,000 square feet away on the other side of the building. So he'll be able to help you out, too.
I'm looking forward to it. John, tonight you're on the air. 6:30 for the pregame?
Yep, 6:30 pregame show, and they'll drop the puck at 7. So I'm ready to go. This is exciting.
All right, Maine and Boston College, the Black Bears back at it tonight. Tune in to the Black Bears Sports Network to hear John with the call. John, we thank you as always. Good to talk with you again, and we'll hopefully do it next Friday.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Talk to you later.
John Shields on Downtown Black Bear Reports. They're brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718.